Yo, what's good? I'm back. You are truly the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm gonna react to a video today. Joe Budden Podcast talking about Irv Gotti says Cash Money is the greatest hip-hop label ever, and no one's even close. So I'm gonna see what the guys have to say. And then I'm going to give my opinion on this matter. But before we do that, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
This
Everybody talking about Dizzle new drink, they like. They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and an orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. You want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Little Rock, here we come. All right, so let's get into it. Irv Gotti says Cash Money is the greatest hip-hop label ever, and no one's even close. And before we get into this, I think he's referring to, like, subsidiaries, independent labels, not really major labels like Universal, Sony, or anything of that nature, but let's keep it moving.
Gotti says Cash Money is the greatest record label of all time by far. There's nobody close.
In any genre?
Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
Oh, okay.
Hip-hop.
He
argues that they have been not only present but dominant for
25 years.
Plus, he says. And he's going back to Ha. Right. Which one is high? 94?
90s. No, 97.
Like 99.
Yeah,
97, 98. 98, maybe.
Yeah, 98, yeah.
Something like that.
High is my first time hearing them.
That's my first.
Let me chime in real quick. I would say they were probably dominant half of that time. They were consistent the first half. They were dominant the second half. Let's keep it moving.
That was national. They was rocking. High is what did it for me.
Even if you start high and you go to
Paul Pickett Podcast,
are they dominating now?
Yeah, they have Drake.
Because Drake is still
Drake's not there.
Is Drake there? That's the thing. Like, we don't know. It starts to be a little difficult when you say, "Yo,
if he ain't there,
it's only been a couple years."
If they take what they have of him, it's the good Drake.
The great Drake.
Yeah,
the
great Drake still.
The great Nicki.
If you go from Ha and go to Drake, you're like, what the fuck?
I mean, I would make an argument for Def Jam, though, as far as they were, what, 84 to, I mean, they're still putting shit out, but like,
he's not talking about majors.
But, all right, but like, I like what Parks is going here. Let me cut off Joe Budden's. Def Jam didn't start out as a major label. And Cash Money never became a major label. So they started out as a subsidiary, as an independent label, you know. So they grew up into a major label. And that's why I think after it's all said and done, after hearing all this, I think I'm going to have to go with Def Jam. But let's keep it moving.
They weren't major at one point.
Who's a major?
Def Jam didn't start out as a major label. They were an independent label.
Exactly, Parks.
It's a goal. Okay.
He's right.
In the same manner that Cash Money started out independent and became a major label.
They never became a major label.
They never became a major label.
They never became a major.
Well, they're affiliated with Universal. That's a major label.
But they're not a major label themselves.
Def Jam is a major label.
Yes.
I agree with that.
They're bought by a major label. Okay.
Def Jam is the only person that could potentially even be in the conversation.
Let's exclude Def Jam and pretend that he's only talking about the subsidiaries.
But you know what I think, though? It's a hard one because I think that
No, Rockefeller's in that conversation somewhere.
Because they stopped making music. Yeah. I think that if Rockefeller, Bad Boy would have kept making music, then it's a fight. They didn't. They Puff but, pivoted, J&M pivoted.
We talking dominant. Cash Money was not dominant when Ha came out. Yes, it took them national.
Exactly.
You talking about late 90s, they were consistent. Early 2000s. There were dominant labels, subsidiaries.
That's true.
So we're not going to say that their dominant run started in 98.
It didn't start too far after Ha. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
No, it did not.
It did.
I'm talking about dominating. Dominating yes, didn't did. Start
Back
until.
Back That Ass Up came out in 99.
A single.
That's
I don't care about that. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
No, they had a lot of
hits. That wasn't
hit.
Dominating.
We're talking about, domination.
They didn't dominate hip-hop.
Yeah,
they didn't dominate until probably Carter II, Carter III, Wayne.
Which came out when?
Carter III, Wayne.
Oh, 07, 08. Oh,
yeah, what are we talking about?
That's true.
First half.
Carter II came out in 07.
What are y'all talking about?
06, maybe it's 06.
No, Carter III, Wayne.
Let's fact check before we argue.
Because I think that.
Because I want to argue about
it. I don't know if they're. Quote the word domination really. That,
just tell me when Carter II came out before to. I know if I agree with Ice or disagree with Ice.
2005. December 2005.
And
in the 05.
I would say Carter III really.
I thought it was Carter III because that's when that was the million
Carter
first week.
That so
Carter
III was when
years,
it really
Carter
up.
III was it. Carter III
was
just
consistent.
That's domination starting there. Right. I would when that shit went platinum, what was it first day or first week or something? Unheard of shit.
I agree with that.
So, that's when it starts.
I agree. They won't dominate until like Carter III.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. But that's where.
Now let's compare years. Who do y'all think challenges that? Because I'm not counting domination. I'm coming from inception to where you at. But who do you think challenges?
But in hearing Irv, that was Irv's really foundational thing was they had a longer stretch than anybody else.
See, that's where Joe Budden's just killed his whole argument. He says, I'm not going off of domination. I'm going off of inception to where they started. To where they're at now. Well, then you got to go with Def Jam. Because Def Jam has put out far more artists. Some of those Cash Money artists weren't really that big. You know, once you get past Lil Wayne, Drake, Nicki, and the Hot Boys, the rest of those artists were really just average success. Def Jam had Run DMC. They had their big three from... Early get starts LL, Run DMC, and Beastie Boys, and then they've had, they've had Jeezy, Rick Ross, Method Man. There's just so many. There were just so many. Ja Rule, Murder Inc. There was a lot of big acts that came through Def Jam, and so you can if you're going from when they were first started to where they are now. Def Jam has to be it because they're a major label now and Cash Money is not major label. So like Joe Budden's really just like killed his whole argument with that like double standard there.
He's talking as a record executive and that's why I'm trying to get off Ice's point. Because as a record executive, if you drop high in 90, whatever that was, and every year you keep dropping slaps. Or it's close to slaps.
Mm-hmm. They have slaps.
No, they have slaps.
Up,
have slaps.
Up until you get to Dynasty time. Like what they did from Ha to 05.
Rockefeller wins.
That don't matter though.
No, I'm saying Rockefeller.
I'm not talking about in that window.
No, I'm just saying. But, oh, see, that's what I was talking about.
I'm not talking about
window.
In that
because
window.
Because from Ha to 05, you could say Reasonable Doubt. I mean, not Reasonable Doubt.
Blueprint.
No. Before that, Hard Knock Life came out in
97,
98. And then Jay-Z went on a 10-year level of, I put hip-hop on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Juvenile and all of them was still making songs. Wayne and all of them still was making songs. Jay-Z was the pinnacle of hip-hop from 98 until, 09?
I said until the Wayne run started.
Yeah.
Until the Wayne run
so
started.
So that's the same amount of time. And so at that time, nobody could deny that Rockefeller Records was it.
I don't even know how Rockefeller got in this conversation.
You said the subsidiaries.
As a label.
Okay, Jay-Z slows down around whatever year you just said. And now Kanye kick up. And now, I bring you Drake.
What are you talking about, Joe?
That's completely valid.
I didn't even think about that.
It's not valid, yo. I hate to argue timelines with y'all. Because College Dropout came out when? He didn't kick up at the end.
03.
He didn't. Kanye West did not kick up at the end of Jay-Z.
No, but Jay was still.
That's a myth.
I'm saying he.
No, Jay was still overlapping,
and Kanye kicked
Yeah,
up.
He yeah, he did because Dipset. Yeah. He definitely took the baton.
In 2000,
he did because Dipset was popping on Rockefeller at the time. That's when Kanye really started taking off with the production. And as soon as he dropped his started, as soon as Kanye did Through the Wire, he took the baton and started running with it.
In 2009, them niggas bring Drake and Nicki to the front.
And it was
over. It was over.
It was over.
Now, I'm not even really arguing with y'all. It was over. Because I'm of the brain that I really could count Roc Nation for Rockefeller. That nigga just had to shuffle his business around.
You can't.
He just had to shuffle his business around.
They can't still. Roc Nation.
I know that they're two different things.
No,
so
but
I won't
they
try
still
to
can't compete with nobody.
Oh, shit.
Oh, if you count Roc Nation with Rockefeller.
Yeah, slow down.
We talking about hip hop.
J. Cole.
Rihanna don't count. I'm saying.
Rihanna counts.
Yeah.
Rihanna counts. The same
that counts
way,
in the run.
Hey, the same way Ashanti counts for Murder, Inc.
Yeah.
That hip-hop house.
I got it.
If you crack one.
Keep going, though.
Why?
I'm just saying, my nigga, Drake, Nicki, and Wayne on the same label are like having Luka, KD, and LeBron on your team. Like, that is a hard thing to beat, my nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but he did it. He said it all wrong. Right now, it would be Luka, KD, and Giannis, not LeBron. But let me hear a little bit more, and I'm going to chime in.
Here you go.
I don't want us to argue about this. Irv, I'm not ready to submit to your thinking. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I all the way agree with this yet.
I was at first.
I see you.
All right, so, yeah, let me chime in now. I don't all the way agree either, because if you take away Nicki, Wayne, and Drake, what's left on Cash Money? Not a lot to work with. Def Jam, I mean, like, I'm going to have to pull it up. Def Jam. Hold up. List of... Oops. Oh, hold on. I gotta pull this one up. Let me grab my other keyboard. List of all time Def Jam artists. All right. So we got. I mean, like, oh my gosh, no way. No way, no how is Cash Money over Def Jam. And if we're talking about from birth to where they're at now, yeah, Def Jam, they don't got a Drake and a Nicki and a Lil Wayne. But when I name all these names, there's no way that Cash Money is messing with them. LL Cool J, Beastie Boys, Jay-Z, Public Enemy, Foxy Brown, DMX, Kanye West, Ja Rule, Redman, Jeezy, Rihanna, Rick Rubin, Method Man, Nas, Pusha T, Nori, Fabulous, Ludacris, EPMD, Frank Ocean, Jadakiss, Ghostface, Big Sean, Jenny Aiko, Jeremiah, 2 Chainz, Logic. I mean, these are some of the, so now I'm getting to some of the newer names. Frank Ocean and Big Sean, there's Jenny Aiko, Logic, 2 Chainz, Jeremiah, Amory, we got Lady Luck, who's a friend of mine, T. LaRock, Slick Rick, State Property, YG, Socrates, Uncle Murder, Justin Bieber, Tiana Taylor, Patti LaBelle, Babyface, Osley Brothers, M.O.P. It's just too many, man. Too many. Pap Chanel, Coco Jones, Bobby Sessions, K. Roosevelt, Stoneboy, Babyface, 07 Shake, Nasty C. I mean, yeah, man, I gotta go with Def Jam. They started as an independent substate, became a major label. They've had so many. I mean, LL Cool J was platinum for 10 years straight. Beastie Boys had some of the biggest albums ever. Jay-Z, Public Enemy's impact on hip-hop. DMX, first artist to drop two albums in the first year. You know, I mean, Ja Rule is impact on radio. Kanye West is impact over the culture. Nas, one of the greatest ever. Oh, man. I mean, it's just too much, man. And then, like I said, they got some newer heads like 2 Chainz, Big Sean, Logic. These cats, man. Some people would say Logic had one of the best albums in the last 5 years, that last album you dropped. I got to go with Def Jam over Cash Money. Paris, Drake, Nick, I mean, yeah, they had dominance with Drake and Nicki. But see, that's the thing. Drake and Nicki and Wayne, I think they've had their run. They're starting to fizzle, man, like the bottom of the 2-liter Coke where it's all flat. You know, they're starting to – Budden said it, man. Like, we've heard all the greatest songs we're going to hear from Drake at this point. Nothing more, I don't think, going forward. We're going to – like, Drake – I don't think Drake's going to have any songs going forward that's going to be as big as his last big hit, which was probably – what was Drake's last big track? What was it? It was what's that last song he did? What was the last joint he did? Probably like. Was it the Tootsie Slide? Hotline Bling? Like, it's like Hotline Bling or one of those. Like, you're probably not going to get no more records out of Drake. They're going to be that big and that huge. So, yeah, I'm not ready to convert to what Irv Gotti is saying. And the fact that Irv Gotti didn't pick Def Jam is really weird to me. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.